Welcome to KBIA's Talking Politics. I'm Ryan Famuliner. The current Human Rights Act in Missouri says to discriminate against any person because of race, color, religion, national origin, ancestry, sex, disability, or familial status is illegal. But it doesn't cover gender identity and sexual orientation. And it's not just in Missouri. Right now, 29 states have no protections for sexual orientation, and 34 have no discrimination protections for transgender individuals. Aaron Mallon is the co-founder of Missourians for Equality, an organization that's attempting to put the issue of employment and housing discrimination of LGBT members on the statewide ballot in 2014. The proposal would be an amendment to the current legal definition of discrimination in Missouri.
I saw the Missouri legislature move further to the right than they ever have in this last election. But saw the general populace of Missouri perhaps move a little bit to the left on this particular social issue. And so we see a window here with the ballot initiative process.
Currently, the proposal is still waiting for approval by the Secretary of State's office before the organization can start gathering signatures to put it on the ballot. Mallon did a poll in June where he asked Missourians if they support gay marriage or civil unions. 64% of people said they would support one of the two, and he thinks those who support those issues would also support employment and housing discrimination protections for the LGBT community. Although this is the first time someone's tried to put this issue on a statewide ballot, it's not a new topic. KBIA's Alexander Olgan tells us these efforts have been ongoing in the state legislature for more than a decade.
Elizabeth William Hodges, an LGBT lawyer in Kansas City, sums it up this way.
An employer can say to your face, you're gay and I'm firing you for it, and there's nothing you can do about it.
A.J. Bachelman is the executive director of PROMO, an LGBT advocacy group in Missouri that's been working to get employment and housing protections for the community since 2000. Bachelman says people are surprised it isn't already in law. PROMO has been consistently working with state House representatives to get this bill passed. The current sponsor of the bill is Representative Stephen Weber. I met up with him at a coffeehouse in Columbia to discuss the bill.
You know, to me, it's the easiest thing in the world to do. I mean, there's a lot of problems we have that are difficult. Fixing education is difficult. Fixing the economy can be difficult. But just saying we're not going to hate you because of who you are as a human being when it doesn't affect anybody else, that's pretty easy.
William Hodges, the Kansas City lawyer, says she sees a lot of people who feel they are victims of this kind of discrimination.
You know, I would guess it's, anywhere from 1 to 2 a week, usually, and I have to stop them at the door normally and break the bad news that there's not much of a claim for them to pursue.
This is a problem Kyler Broaddus knows all too well. He believes he was discriminated against because he is a transgendered man. After he left his job in St. Louis, he hasn't been able to find other work, so now he works out of his house as a general practitioner and does some advocacy work as well.
And I think it's just a lack of understanding, right, wrong. It hurt me very badly. It's scarred me economically. You know, I'm just starting to get back, and you still never recover when you've been unemployed.
Broaddus believes he was forced out of his job because of his gender identity.
It was a constructive discharge, and if you know what that means, is they make your life hell so that they don't really fire you, but you really wish you were fired or to the extent that you just can't take it anymore.
Broaddus says he was accused of having an affair, accused of making racial slurs, repeatedly called in the middle of the night to produce projects by the next morning. And he says none of these happened until he publicly announced his transition.
I still have out in this garage my reviews, my job reviews, and not a bad one there, and all are exemplary, which I kept because I went through a period of hell after this occurred of what's wrong with me, because I identified totally with my work.
And Broaddus says he doesn't think there's any relief in the near future. He attempted to file a discrimination case and couldn't even find a lawyer to represent him.
I filed under Title VII, Civil Rights Act of 1963, under sex stereotyping that I didn't meet their expectation of what a woman should look like or be like, and the courts basically throw it out.
Representative Weber believes the process of changing the law is slow but steady. Since the bill has been introduced 12 years ago, the opposition is shrinking.
Most importantly, I think every year there's a few more people that support it, and the people that are against it are quieter. They don't want to talk against it. And that's how I know we're going to win, because we had the vote on the House floor 2 years ago, and not a single person spoke against the bill. Not one.
I contacted more than 15 legislators who oppose this measure or others like it in the past, as well as three lobbying organizations, but no one agreed to a taped interview for this story. One legislator did give me two reasons for his position. He says he believes the current protected classes are things that people cannot control, and he believes that sexual orientation and gender identity are a choice. Another reason he opposes this legislation is he believes it could be a slippery slope. Once the legislature starts adding protected categories, where do they draw the line? Representative Weber says this doesn't surprise him because the opposition is not nearly as vocal as it used to be.
8 or 10 years ago, they were trying to bring these issues up because they were good voter turnout mechanisms for them.
Broaddus agrees with Weber that the opposition is running from the issue, literally.
Ran into legislators that run. I'll introduce myself, and they're fine to talk to me, and then I say, oh, by the way, I'm a transgender man, and they've actually ran from me. And or they'll say they don't want to hear it, or their staff, blocks the road so you can't even get into the member.
Broaddus is a vocal advocate for LGBT rights on a state and federal level. In fact, this past June, he testified in front of the U.S. Congress in support of the Employment Non-Discrimination Act.
There's no federal protection, which is definitely why we need state protection, and whether people believe in, if you believe in states' rights, then definitely Missouri should step up to the plate and protect all of its citizens.
Since there isn't much progress on the state level, Promo has gone through municipalities. Currently, 11 cities in Missouri have protections for employment and housing, for sexual orientation, and gender identity. Broaddus supports these city ordinances, but is afraid they aren't much of a deterrent because they only fine the company $500. But he says they are symbolic. He remembers how he felt when the city ordinance in Columbia was passed.
It also serves to make people feel like they deserve to be protected. Because I can tell you, I bawled like a baby. It takes a lot to make me cry. But I couldn't believe when they approved it, the tears just streamed from my eyes. And I couldn't believe. And I thought, what am I feeling? And it was like, wow, somebody says it's okay for me not to be discriminated against. That was just amazing to me.
In the recent election, the Republicans have gained a veto-proof majority in both the State House and the State Senate. Weber says the majority of the opponents are Republicans. And if this remains a partisan issue, then the next 2 years are going to be an uphill battle. Alexandra Olgan, KBIA News.
That's it for this week's Talking Politics. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Thanks for listening.